With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A key inflation barometer, one that is closely watched by the Fed, is pretty much unchanged overall, although so-called core inflation has ticked just a bit higher. We are learning more about the Minnesota church school shooter.
Robert Westman was clearly troubled. He had been living as a female for some time, going by the name Robin. In videos he made before the deadly attack, he also displayed guns and ammunition magazines on which he wrote such slogans as, quote, "Where is your God?", "Kill Trump," and "Israel must fall." A notebook he wrote in contained an image of a gay pride flag and an assault rifle with the words, "Defend equality."
Correspondent Michael Harrington. President Trump reportedly is canceling former Vice President Harris's Secret Service protection, that according to a report by CNN. Israel has declared Gaza's largest city a dangerous combat zone and has recovered the remains of two more hostages as the army launches the initial stages of a planned offensive, the aim to liquidate Hamas once and for all. President Trump continues his drive to reshape the federal workforce, and not just through job cuts.
The president's latest executive order is meant to prohibit union organization at agencies including the Commerce Department, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the National Weather Service, and NASA. It's part of a broader Trump administration push to limit labor unions' influence and to restrict public sector employees' ability to collective bargain for higher wages and benefits.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, prior to 1962, federal workers were barred from joining a union. That all changed with an executive order signed by President Kennedy. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 103 points. This is SRN News. Another man is accused of using abortion pills to kill an unborn baby.
Lawmen in Illinois have arrested a 31-year-old man and charged him with slipping the pills into his girlfriend's drink, causing her to have a miscarriage. Despite the fact that Illinois is one of the most liberal states when it comes to abortion, intentional homicide of an unborn child carries a minimum sentence of 20 years in prison. A growing number of similar cases are springing up across the U.S. and in parts of Western Europe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom is under siege in mostly Muslim Malaysia. International Christian Concern reports it's a major problem in the Sabah region, where Muslims have established a kind of de facto Sharia state. ICC says Christian youth are being converted in large numbers through educational initiatives which prioritize Islamic teachings over religious diversity. In Malaysia, 61% of the population is Muslim, 20% Buddhist. This is SRN News. The cost of borrowing for a home continues to ease.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage slipped this week to 6.56%. That's the lowest level in 10 months. Mortgage rates have been easing in recent weeks, reflecting declines in long-term bond yields, which lenders use as a benchmark for pricing home loans. When mortgage rates fall, they boost homebuyers' purchasing power. Still, the recent decline in rates has yet to spur a turnaround in home sales, which remain in a slump. I'm Alex Vega.
Also on the decline, gasoline prices. And that's good news for Americans who are preparing to take a road trip over the long Labor Day holiday weekend. OPEC has been ramping up its oil production, as has the U.S. under President Trump's leadership. Those are two factors that experts say are contributing to the lowest pump prices in about 5 years. More details at SRNNews.com.